Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
Wake up, folks.
And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello.
It's Bob Bow and the Beatles.
On the corner is a bank of the motor car. The little children laughing at him behind his back.
Picture Marge and Paul in bed drinking coffee, Bob, right now. Frank, I know you're there. I know you know the story to this song. Hang on just a second. I was going to say, this is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell. That's Bob Belts. And he always explains why we start with the Beatles and rock and roll. So what's the story?
Well, no, I think you, do you know the story on this song, Penny Lane? Well, Lori picked it, so should I make up a story about it? So,
oh, you're actually saying...
I was asking you if you knew the story behind it.
I don't think I do.
Well, it's happy and upbeat, and that's why Lori picked it.
It is so good.
Yeah.
But I hate to just start the show proving once again that we're just ignorant.
Penny Lane was a street that was close to John Lennon's house, and there was a day that he was walking down the street and ran into an old friend of his, and it so engaged in his mind that years later when he was thinking, what should I write a song about? He thought, ah, Penny Lane.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And he saw a barber shaving another customer.
Actually, I believe McCartney wrote this song, but thank you for trying.
Oh, okay.
Good shot. Now, the rest of what we say from here on to the end of the program will be truth. Because what we try to do on You Get the Blessing is introduce you to wonderful guests, men and women who are impacting lives for Christ. We try to explain up front that being a Christian means that at some point at an age of accountability, you've made a decision to read the third chapter of John in the Bible and decide yes or no, I'm in or out. I have a connection with God or I don't. So if you're listening today, understand Bob and I don't think we're anything special. In fact, we're sub-special. But we do have relationships with Christ. We are Christians, and that's why we do this show.
And thanks to an earlier program we did, we now know that we're blue-collar socialites. So that's what we have going for us.
That was an interesting phrase.
Yeah, blue-collar.
I also want to say at the outset here, thank you to those of you who email us and call us occasionally and talk to us when we run into you around town and say, good job. I know what you're trying to do there. And I've had an acquaintance just in the last few months say he's reconnected with his faith through our program, and that's what we're trying to do. As you meet our guests and hear their stories, we want you to be inspired and encouraged and challenged in your own lives to think, well, come on, I might as well darken the doors of a church and see what they're talking about or listen to the program a few times. And they can go back. Y'all can go back now and hear everything we've done.
Yeah, I think this is great because we have had some great guests and some great stories. And now a lot of those are available. I don't know how far we go back. Is it a year or so now, Mark, or back to December or something? You can go to the website, yougettheblessing.com, and now those shows are you know, you can pick those up, listen to them, and tap in and to some of those old guests. So it'd be great.
Well, I'm big on leadership, and I, for years, have had a personal mission statement that consists of two words, valuing leaders. So anything I've ever been a part of, including my 30 years association with you, Bob, has just been to value you as a leader and to say, if there's any way I can help, I want to help. Well, one of the best leaders I've seen come along forever at any time is our guest today, Kurt Unruh. And Kurt's a friend, but even if we weren't friends, I would look at you, Kurt, and what you've done with your life and say, there is a strong believer, a strong leader, a strong family man, and a great value to Denver and this community. So welcome to our program.
Thanks. It's good to be with you guys, and I feel like I'm home with friends.
How long have you two guys known each other?
Well, Bob's known me longer than I've known him.
That's right. I always tell this story whenever I'm around Kurt. Of course, I usually call him Curtie, but I've been told I can't call him that today. So
you can't
anyway,
because
Kurt.
By way of introduction, let me say Kurt is the head of school and the CEO of Valor.
Yeah.
Christian High School, which looks like the greatest new college campus in history, but it's on the south end of town. By
well, my vivid image of Kurt will always be when he was about 5 or 6 years old, running around a swimming pool at Leawood Country Club in Kansas City. You know, just a little kid running along, because his dad was actually my high school football coach. Dwayne Unruh, one of the greatest guys I've ever known, and really the first guy that ever exposed me to Christ and through FCA. And I used to joke that Kurt's mom, she was such a great cook that most of the football team would go to FCA meetings just to eat whatever goodies it was that she had cooked up, you know. But so Kurt, I've known him since he was a kid. And, of course, he grew up to be a great guy and came on staff at Cherry Hills back when I was still there. So he's...
Old, Kurt, but all my football coaches were mean, old school, tough screamers. Was that your dad?
He had some of that in him. He mellowed certainly over the years, but one of the things he certainly also had was a love for Christ that was bestowed to him from his father and grandfather, and he wanted to make sure that those kids knew about Jesus, and he was always active and still is active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and was the huddle leader at Center High School in Kansas City, and Bob and many others. It's interesting. He's almost, I think he's 80 this year and still walks around Kansas City, and people come up to them now and they're in their 60s and they still call him coach. They remember him from that perspective.
Yeah, you seem like you toe the line pretty well, though, so it started right there with Dwayne.
I was the youngest of five, so I had little choice to toe the line. My brothers and sisters made sure that was the case for me.
Well, all of us need cheerleaders in life. In fact, I remember Darrell Royal, University of Texas coach, long, long time ago, saying to his booster club, if you all want me to be even better at what I do, just tell me something that I've done good this week. Because they were all griping about how they'd lost the game. And I believe he just kind of turned and walked off the stage. Well, I'm saying that because I want to introduce my wife, Gary, who is a board member at Valor Christian Schools. And she... identified in Kurt Unruh a long time ago the leadership qualities that have allowed him to take basically an idea with help from a good, strong team of people, but as the CEO and push this idea forward to where Valor is today. But Gary is trained as a consultant with Master Planning Group International. She is now a consultant with Crosswalk Fellowship, helps a lot of organizations, but we've been married 38 years. How many of those years have been good for you?
Every single one of them, every single moment.
See that?
Wow.
Yeah.
She's a liar, too.
I was standing with Gary and a guy named Dan Elliott one time. You all know Dan Elliott? And Gary says, Dan, you're the most Christ-like person I've ever been around. And I thought, crap. I guess I'm tossed out with the trash. Anyway, we don't want to overstate it, but 38 incredible years. And the point of this is, tell us, what did you see by way of introduction in Kurt Unruh that just gave you assurance that he had the leadership qualities to launch something like Valor Christian High School?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us on your show. This is really fun for me to be here with you and Bob and us smiling across the table to each other. And so I am fortunate to be here with Kurt. Kurt and I spent a couple of days together on a senior leadership retreat.
I wondered where you were.
Yeah, you wondered where I was. I was with Jade. Jade and Kurt and I were together. We kind of talked through a lot of things. And I'd always heard a lot great things about Kurt. As Bob said, they called him Curdy. But whatever I ever heard about Kurt, just he was always thought highly of and a good leader. And so when I got to spend those 2 days with him, I came to understand his depth of as a Christian, as a man of God, as a husband, and then his passion to build God's kingdom. And at that point, Valor hadn't really happened yet. I know Kurt's going to speak to that here in just a minute about how Valor came about. But I remember at the end of those 2 days together, I thought, you know what? This is a guy that I really want to help win for the rest of his life, the rest of my life. And I just am honored to know him. And then a few months after we spent this time, Kurt called me and asked me if I'd consider serving on the board for Valor Christian High School. And I said yes, partly because I knew what a tremendous leader he is.
You know, I hadn't thought of this in a long time, but she came back after that first half day, and she said, I don't know what Kurt Underwood is going to do with his life, but he's going to impact a lot of people for the kingdom of Christ, and it's going to be spectacular. So hold on to your hat. And I was thinking, I've never seen the guy do a dang thing at work.
Yeah, I just saw him. All I saw him doing was run around swimming pools as a little kid. I'm thinking,
I got law school.
Curdy? No.
I got Cherry Hills Community Church. He's done some stuff.
Yeah,
but she was acting like you were getting ready to light the world on fire. So tell us how Valor did start. And, Gary, thank you for that additional introduction to Kurt. So how did Valor Christian High School get launched?
Well, we've got a short history of the last 5-6 years, and really God's handiwork has been active for decades and decades in moving people to get to this place, and ironically includes both of you gentlemen as well. But our short history was really a group of parents came together with the desire to see a school of excellence maintain strong its decidedly Christian roots and be a school where academic performance could be cool, where kids could do well at the highest levels of athletics, arts, academics, find their niche in life, be prepared to go into colleges and universities and be successful, and do things at a caliber and a level that would bring honor to God, because excellence honors God and inspires people. And that's really kind of a foundational premise of our school and how it was brought together. And God touched people's hearts to give, and they gave very generously, and we put great business models in place, at least we think, and started recruiting students to come, and it's happened very fast. We bought 35 acres of ground in Highlands Ranch in May of 2006. We broke ground in September of that year and opened our school 1 year later to 155 ninth and 10th graders. That was in September of 2007. The following year after that, we grew to 360 kids, and this year we have 570, and we'll graduate our first class of about 70 seniors this May, and it's an exciting time in the life of the school.
That is exciting. I was sitting there thinking about Jerry and Martha Del Lewis, neat Christian friends of ours here in town, and how I believe in 1960 there was no town of Vail, and there were 3 500-acre parcels kind of at the foot of that great mountain, just ranches, and some guy assembled them all, and the Lewises were part of the first group of people, I believe, that invested and built homes in Vail. But think about that. There's a book I read called The Inventors of Vail. Well, you drive south of town to what was just a 35-acre empty lot, just seems like a few moments ago, and pow, out of the ground comes Valor Christian High School, and it is spectacular. And I know Saunders Construction built it, did a great job for y'all, but the design of it, the drive it took to get it there, the vision of it that you have been casting since the beginning, and members of the board like Gary and others, that we probably shouldn't mention them all, release somebody out, but it's nothing short of miraculous. So the blessing to this town and this part of the world.
The longer term history of our school, really interestingly, Bob, I can trace it back to your decision to come to Denver. And actually come to Denver Seminary, and our dear friend Rich Beach, I know, had a big impact on your life and mine and yours as well, Bo. And you see fathers and grandfathers of the faith pouring out into young people and changing their life, and then God doing miraculous things through them. And I can vividly see God's hand at work in bringing you to the seminary, and you two guys getting connected and starting the Eye of the Needle Bible study, and out of that birthed Cherry Hills Community Church. And there's no Valor Christian High School without Cherry Hills Community Church. And so it's unique how God's hand has been brought all these things together to yet create another chapter in what he wants to do.
We could have done amazing things if Kurt would have been like with us back then.
It's just 6 years old, right?
So we probably would have built a city instead of a school. So
you're pretty kind there, by the way. I don't see us being very involved in this miraculous high school out here, but
and personally I kind of find myself involved in everything important.
So what goes on everywhere. I was going to say, what's the makeup of the students there? Is it just kind of a big time Charlie suburban place for rich white kids, or you got a good mix working? Do you work hard at that culture among your student body, or what is the makeup?
I'm glad you asked. We work very hard at that. You know, Christ's kingdom is for all, and we feel that's certainly true about our school. We want to see kids that are motivated to know and love God and to serve Him and to grow in their academic ability and to go on and be successful. They're all welcome at our school. We are very blessed to have kids coming from really all over. We label ourselves as a metropolitan school. We have kids coming from, you know, Evergreen to Monument and from DIA area. All over the Front Range. I think this year's class of 200 entry students come from 60 different feeder schools around the metropolitan area. So
that's incredible.
They really come not necessarily knowing a lot of other students. I mean, to them, it's somewhat like a college experience where they're actually coming without knowing a lot of other people. It's not a neighborhood school from that perspective that everybody gets on the bus and goes together. We're creating a unique community of young people at Valor Christian High School. Demographically, we have students, as I said, from all over and from all socioeconomic backgrounds as well. 60% of our students have never had a private school experience before. So they're coming from public schools, K through 8, and making a decision to go into private school at the high school level. 40% of our kids have been in a private school experience, but many of our students are on a tuition assistance opportunity where we've been blessed with donors that want to make Valor Education available to all. And if they're serious about coming and being there, then we have resources to help them, you know, get their tuition paid and get their books bought and be active and part of our school.
Is there any chance, like, Bo and I could go back to high school and kind of start over again? Because I tell you what, I don't think there was
a 60th birthday. I'm not
right.
Close.
Okay. And then we could get Coach to come back and coach the team.
Well, I know how many hours my wife, Gary, spends as a board member reading material, concentrating on what's coming up in terms of the next board meeting, and just trying to support you as the CEO, Kurt. So I want to ask Gary, as a board member, it doesn't feel to me like it's been a joyride. It feels like it has been put your hand to the plow and work. So I say hooray for you, but is my observation right? As many blessings obviously have been involved in Valor, it seems just like an incredible load of work.
It has been extraordinary amount of work. I've never seen a group of people pull something together like they've done at Valor. They have just worked 10, 12 hours a day, and when they're at work, just going as fast as they can because they want it to be excellence. And, you know, Bo, we've started a few things, you've started a few things, and you know how hard it is to put everything together the first time, and it has to be perfect. Or as close to perfect. And so I think having the new senior class this year, this is the first time for a senior class. And I just think that they've done a phenomenal job. I've been involved with a lot of organizations through my work. And the thing that is so wonderful for me, for Valor, is it's excellent and it's well run and all the pieces are together. And I just get to sit back and enjoy it. And as you know, my passion in life, one of them deep passions, is leadership. And I have a heart for that. And so I am so grateful to be a part of this.
Well, you found a good horse to ride here in Kurt Unruh. That's the voice of my wife, Gary Mitchell. I'm Bo Mitchell. My co-host, Bob Belts. This is the program, You Get the Blessing. We try to introduce you listeners every week to folks who are just impacting lives in very positive ways. And today our guest is the head of school and the CEO of Valor Christian High School, Kurt Unruh. So, Kurt, where are we going next? Is there a way we can, as you tell us a little about the dream, the big dreams of Valor in the future, tell listeners how they can get involved? I mean, somebody's probably thinking, I need to get my kid in this place, but just kind of shoot off the hip with all
sure.
that stuff.
I also appreciate the opportunity to be here and just to kind of bring exposure to our school. As Gary mentioned, we've been at this so hard and fast that our heads have been down, focused on what's right in front of us, and we'll still find people, and they'll drive by and go, wow, I never even knew this was out here. So I just encourage people to come out. We're in Highlands Ranch at the corner of Grace Boulevard and Fairview. Just south of University and 470, come look at our campus, come to a high school football game. You'll find a great experience there or one of our many events. Another way, great way for people to learn about us is just to go to the website, www.govalor.com. And they'll learn more about us and find out when we have our next open house and can come by for a tour and maybe have their student come shadow for a day and see what it's like to be part of our school.
That's great. And who do we play at home this week?
I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head.
Bad.
We're going to be great.
You're working too hard if you don't know we have a home game this week. Well, I can remember Gary and I were taught maybe 1983 by Bob Beale when we first met him that every organization is a direct reflection of its leadership for good or for bad. And you guys seem at every level of leadership, starting with you, Kurt, to have just the right person in place. So how have you gone about making decisions on some of your hires?
You know, we are stalwart as best as we can to really look for men and women that have a growing and thriving relationship with Jesus. That is our primary focus, is to make sure that our faculty and staff know who their Savior is and seek to serve Him in their lives. I like to say that one of the things that we try to do as best we can is to keep human hands off of holy work. And so I try to do what I can to lead, but really our leader is God alone. We've been blessed with many provisions, but the greatest blessing that we have is a God-breathed vision of excellence in our school and the desire that we have to transform the world for His kingdom and not for ourselves. And so we try to just listen to Him. He brings people to before us. We pay attention, whether it's meeting them in the grocery store and saying, you ought to come join what we're doing, or going through 4 hours of interview process and elaborate reference checks and backgrounds and those kind of things. We make sure that we're trying to get the right people on the bus and really, really pay attention to who they are and then get them in the right seats.
So if somebody walks in there and sees this massive, gorgeous campus, how do you get past almost the hesitation you'd feel on a big-time Charlie overdose of excellence? Someone that would almost be scared walking in the door thinking, I can't fit in here. This thing is incredible.
Yeah,
it is incredible. It's pretty powerful.
We feel humbled that one of our responsibilities as a school is to bring definition and modeling to three terms that I think are really challenging in our society. What's it mean to be Christian? How do you define excellence? And what does it really mean to be a leader? Those are three words that I think many people would struggle with and probably putting good definition to. When it comes to excellence, we really see excellence, and Bob, you would know this, the arete of God from Scripture, really speaking about God's character, His nature, and His works. That's what's excellent, is God. And when it comes to humankind, the Bible is clear that excellence is about the virtues that we're to go after. So Philippians 4:8 is a perfect example of that. Of whatever's true and lovely and of good repute and of excellence and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. And so we're trying to define excellence as the virtues that we ought to pursue as an organization and God's character and nature. And so it's things like freedom rather than bondage. It's peace rather than pressure. It's striving rather than perfection. And so while, again, we've been blessed with temporal things in buildings and facilities, it's about the heart and the character of the person that we're after and seeking to pursue. And on any place you go, kids are still kids. They have struggles, they have difficulties, they have challenges, and we're trying to impact their lives for the future.
And you walk into Valor Christian High School, and you, I think, immediately feel safe, and it's very upbeat, positive, happy, serious in terms of you better come in here and tee it up and do your best and competitive. But how could we just encourage people to get there? I mean, somebody's driving along right now or sitting at home listening to this program thinking, well, I got a kid that's exactly the age that we need to be considering the excellence that's offered here. So should they go to the website? Should they call you? How do they make that?
They should go to the website, and there's, you know, our online application is on the website. You can get started. We take applications for kids entering 9th or 10th grade upcoming, but it's never too early to make a connection with us and to get involved. We have multiple feeder opportunities for youth sports and artistic things that kids can get involved with. We want them to be careful about their own academic upbringing right now and to be focused on their studies. Valor's not a, while it's a school that's inclusive of all, it's not for everybody. We're taking kids that are serious about their future and parents that are intentional about this process, and we expect a lot from them. So we want them to come and be prepared and ready to go. But the best thing to do is just to start learning about us. Go to our website and find out more. GoValor.com.
I remember Ashley, our daughter, she's now 36, said to Gary and to me one night when we were sitting around the table going over the grades, she said, "Dad, could I give the talk to Andy this time instead of you?" And I was like, sure. I mean, Gary and I were oftentimes thinking, is anyone even listening? But Ashley said, "You know, Andy, Dad wishes he could just be your friend. And even though he is your friend, he's got to keep his foot right in the middle of your back, pushing you to do your best, because that's what dads are supposed to do." Huh. So if you're a parent listening and you want to give your kid an incredibly wonderful shot at faith issues, academic issues, athletic opportunities, you got to get on this. You got to go to the website, govalor.com, and find out what Valor Christian High School is all about. Kurt, you're great. Gary, you're great. Thank you guys for being our guests.
Thank you.
Bob, I'll see you in a week, and I love you, pal.
He grew up pretty well. You know, he's really pretty smart guy, sharp. You know, I think it went well for him.
I think it did, too. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for tuning in the show.
Every lane is in my ear and in my heart.